USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Twitter had a major outage on Thursday. A note on the company's status website showed that Twitter was investigating an irregularity with its application programming interface, or API. Some service returned at 7 p.m. Eastern after being down for more than an hour. Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden may be in some hot water. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The New York Post reporting Wednesday, a never-before-revealed meeting is mentioned in a message of appreciation that an advisor to the board of Burisma allegedly emailed Hunter Biden in 2015, about a year after Hunter joined the board at a reported salary of up to $50,000 a month. The email thanked Biden for the opportunity to meet his father, then the vice president. The emails reportedly came from a laptop formerly owned by Biden that was dropped off at a repair shop in Delaware, but never paid for or picked up. The computer and hard drive were seized by the FBI in December after the shop's owner said he alerted the feds to their existence. I'm Wyatt Cox.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A new report shows an upward trend in new COVID-19 cases across the United States. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwest states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have now seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Positive test rates are also on the rise, even as testing continues to set record highs. On average, 976,000 tests were performed each day last week, with 5% of those coming back positive. That's up from 4.6 a week before. Deaths, however, have fallen to 3% from a week ago to about 4,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's new hope for those who survive coronavirus. Two new reports show that they're likely not to get sick again for some time. A study from the University of Arizona found immunity can last 5 to 7 months. Another study out of Massachusetts General Hospital found severely ill patients produced antibodies for 4 months. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
After the Kansas City Chiefs fell to the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 5 of the NFL, the guys in red dropped in their power rankings for Week 6. CBS Sports' Pete Prisco breaks down the rankings as the Green Bay Packers are now the new number one.
You can see how comfortable Aaron Rodgers is in that offense. The other side of the ball needs to play better. I think they need to pick it up on that side a little bit, but so does everybody else who's in the top four or five. The defenses aren't very good so far in the league this year, so go out and outscore them, and that's what the Packers are doing. Yeah, everybody who mocked me, they're not mocking me right now.
Can you believe the Cleveland Browns are averaging 38 points a game? Not bad for a run-first team. A Portuguese soccer player tests positive for coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for coronavirus, the Portuguese Football Federation said in a statement Tuesday. They say he's well, without symptoms, and in isolation. The 35-year-old forward played for Portugal against France in the Nations League on Sunday and against Spain in a friendly last week. And he'll now miss his country's next Nations League fixture against Sweden, which is set for Wednesday. The Portuguese Football Federation said all other players so far have returned a negative test as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Ronaldo is the captain of the Portuguese national team. NASCAR is heading to Kansas Speedway this weekend. The Hollywood Casino 400 starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.